Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The preaching of the cross is an offense to the natural man because it reveals that the only acceptable righteousness in the kingdom of heaven is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It is also an offense to the natural man because it reveals the judgment of God from heaven upon both the sin and the righteousness of men. This is totally unacceptable to men by nature, who are convinced that they can influence God by their deeds of obedience and the activity of what they call faith. They find it reprehensible that salvation is the gift of God and is not determined by anything which the creature can bring or perform. As Cain grew angry at the Lord's rejection, so too do those men who expect to worship the Lord as they see fit. To say that this describes what is called mainstream Christianity in the present day is an understatement. The average modern churchgoer is appalled at the idea that none of their activity is of any use in causing the favor of God to be upon them. Going about to establish one's own righteousness is an accepted idea, and woe be to the man who points out that the very best that men can do is but filthy rags in the sight of a holy God. Righteousness and judgment are met in Christ, and all who are moved by sovereign grace to behold themselves as sinners, and he alone is worthy of worship, will of necessity fall down at his feet and give him praise, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Have you fled to Christ, or do you go about to establish your own righteousness?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.